Mutiny at the Wensect. Written by Nirit Seki. Read by
Semper Fiona as Wen Chao.
Mori Finway as Wen Xu.
Catalina Hart as Nia Hoysang.
Compass Rose as Nia Minchue.
God of Laundry Baskets as Zhang Cheng.
Carbon Copies as Wei Wuxian.
Jitania as Lan Kiren.
Olive Two Reed as Lan Wangji.
Keen Tyson's World as Lan Sect Disciple.
Cyril Yi as Jin Guangyao.
Luna as Lan Xichen.
Avery Tree as Wen Ning.
Black Glass as Wang Lingjiao.
SBL as the narrator.
Chao.
Wen Xu said,
I think our father is insane.
Wen Chao's eye twitched visibly, his shoulders rising up to his ears.
You can't say that. That's treason.
I've already made sure there's no one anywhere around us right now, not even people I trust.
Down went the shoulders.
Of course he's insane.
Wen Chao said.
Some of his orders recently?
He shook his head.
Not much of an empire to rule if they're all ghost puppets.
He concluded.
I think the yin metal is poisoning his brain.
I agree.
Wen Xu said.
Now what do we do about it? He's just ordered me to raise the cloud recesses.
When you say raise...
To the ground.
What happened to just dominating the rest of the cultivation world?
Wen Chao complained.
I liked that plan. I was going to have a really great life. A palace, servants, good food, even better wine, enough clothing to keep Jiao Jiao from complaining.
I don't know if that's possible.
Wen Xu said.
Haven't you given her 3 closets worth already?
I have no idea, and I'm too attached to my balls to ask.
Anyway,
Wen Xu said.
What do we do about it?
You're asking me?
Wen Chao said.
Well, I'm certainly not going up against him by myself. He'll kill me.
You think he would hesitate to kill both of us?
Ugh. Is there anyone we can ask for help? Anyone we haven't pissed off?
They both paused, thinking.
No.
Wen Chao said.
But in our defense, we never thought we'd need any of them, did we?
I don't think anyone is going to buy that as an excuse.
Wen Xu said, scowling.
Fuck. Isn't there anyone?
Well...
Wen Chao said. He did not continue.
No.
Wen Xu said.
No, he literally wants to cut off our heads.
So does everyone else in the cultivation world,
Wen Chao said.
At least we know sect leader Nia hates Dad more than he hates us, which isn't something that can be said about the rest of them.
Fuck,
Wen Xu said.
What's our alternative plan?
Become ghost puppets?
Fuck.
You do remember that I want to kill you both.
Nie Mingjue said, scowling at them.
We were betting on you wanting to kill our father more.
Wen Chao said.
I'm not sure.
Ye Mingjue said.
You're very obnoxious.
Wen Chao scowled.
He has a point, Ajiao.
Wen Shu said.
Shut up!
Respect your elders.
If you two are going to start fighting, I'm leaving.
Ye Mingjue said. They both squinted at him.
Does that mean you might not leave if we stop?
Wen Shu asked. Ye Mingjue's scowl got even worse, but eventually he begrudgingly said,
Well, I really hate your father.
They both exhaled in relief.
What's your plan?
Ye Mingjue asked.
This was about as far as it went.
Wen Shu admitted, and Ye Mingjue gaped at him.
What? If we had planning skills, we'd be ruling the world.
Zhao Zhao wants jewelry now.
Wen Chao agreed.
Lots of it. Keeping a mistress is expensive.
I'll take your word for it.
Ye Mingjue said, looking mildly uncomfortable.
You're always plotting against our father, right?
Wen Shu asked.
No,
Ye Mingjue said.
If I could plot, your father would already be dead.
Good point,
Wen Chao said, but he wasn't the sort of person to let little details like that discourage him.
But surely you know someone who can.
Just keep in mind that I'm on a deadline here,
Wen Shu said.
I have to leave to go raise the colored recesses by the end of the week.
You want me to come up with a plan to defeat your father before the end of the week?
Yeah.
Wen Shu said.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
It was.
Wen Chao agreed.
I'm going to get Meng Yao.
Ye Mingjue decided.
And Huaisang, too. Why not? Somehow he always gets his way no matter what I do. Maybe he can come up with something for this.
I think we're going to need expert assistance.
Nian Huaisang declared.
I'm thinking this is Wei Wuxian levels of plotting.
He can plot?
Wen Chao said dubiously.
Are you sure? He took nearly a week to fight a mildly ominous bird.
Is that so?
Nie Huaisang said and sighed.
Okay, fine. Meng Yao, guess it's up to you and me.
Meng Yao was blinking his eyes very rapidly.
What?
Wen Chao said.
You have an awful father too. Don't look so shocked about us wanting to get rid of ours.
That's just how his brain works when he's thinking.
Nie Huaisang assured him.
He's kicking it like it's a sleeping donkey that doesn't want to get to work. Give him a minute and he'll be coming up with all sorts of ideas.
Good ideas?
All sorts of ideas.
Any good ideas? Mediocre ideas, even?
Listen, we have until the end of the week.
Ye Mingjue said irritably.
You'll take whatever ideas we give you and you'll like it, you hear me?
Is it too late to get Wen Zulu in on this?
Wen Shu asked Wen Chao.
He has that weird thing for Dad.
Wen Chao reminded him.
Fuck.
Wen Shu said.
I'd wipe that from my memory through the application of a great deal of alcohol, but yes, you're right. Okay, hit me with your worst plan.
That's worse than I thought it was going to be.
Shut up and just do it.
I will now, in the name of the Wen sect, attack...
Wen Shu grimaced.
This cave.
It's a very important cave, actually.
One of the land disciples muttered.
Be quiet.
Lan Wangji said. They were all pretending not to notice the main force of Lan Seng disciples, led by Lan Xichen, carting their precious books and treasures out of the cloud recesses right behind him.
I am attacking this very important cave,
Wen Xu clarified.
Of extreme importance to the Lan sect, so important, in fact, that it is clearly the correct target for an invasion.
They stood around a while longer. Someone cleared their throat.
Should we fight?
I can have my men beat you up if you really want,
Wen Xu said.
No thanks.
Then be quiet.
There was a bit more standing around. Eventually, Lan Jiren coughed.
Would you like a chair or something?
Wen Xu asked, then frowned.
Never mind, I probably can't justify that.
Probably not.
Lan Jiren agreed. He looked pained. Probably by the whole situation, but who knew? Maybe he just had a bad back and the standing around was getting to him.
You will be taking Wan Ji hostage after this?
Along with most of the heirs of the great sects,
Wen Xu said.
As agreed, we'll keep them out of the way.
Sometimes the most dangerous place is the safest place.
Yeah, that. Either way, they'll be kept out of trouble.
This is not out of trouble,
Wei Wuxian shouted as they ran away from the Xuanwu.
This stretch of river never caused anyone any problems,
Wen Chao shouted back.
Ever! You're the one who found the fucking cave!
Shut up and keep running,
Jiang Chang howled.
I really like your hair,
Wang Lingjiao told Madame Yu.
Also, that dress.
Wen Chao sighed.
Expensive tastes?
Wei Wuxian asked, pouring him some wine.
You have no idea,
Wen Chao said glumly.
My allowance can't cover it, so I ended up putting her as a line item in the military budget.
You did?
Jiang Cheng said.
Did your father, object?
He'd have to notice.
I wonder how many other things he wouldn't notice,
Wei Wuxian muttered to himself.
You're a young master of Yu Mengzheng,
Jiang Cheng said, rolling his eyes.
What could you possibly want to fund that we won't pay for?
I don't know,
Wei Wuxian said.
Mad science experiments?
Can you pay him to stop?
Wen Xu asked.
I don't even like flute music.
Shut up, you've been decapitated, remember?
Oh yeah, decapitated. And now I'm being force-fed lots of Qingha barbecue.
Wen Xu said.
My life is really hard.
Why, you...
Wen Xu sniggered.
How's it going with Wen Xudu?
Fine, I think,
Wen Chao said.
He hasn't actually noticed that the demons we're being hunted by aren't really demons, but that's because he's been mostly drinking away his weird crush on our dad. I think Wen Yang is spiking his drink with something.
They both turned to look at Wen Yang, who shrugged.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer person,
Wen Xu decided.
Are they attacking the Nightless City soon?
I think so.
What happens then?
To know.
Going to be kind of awkward when we come back from the dead to take over.
I'm going to blame it on Wei Wuxian and his new weirdo cultivation,
Wen Chao decided.
We're all sentient corpses he's resurrected and using to puppet the One Sect. Wen Yang, you in on this?
Sure,
Wen Yang said.
But only if I get first rights on Ghost General as a nickname.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If Thanks for the patricide.
Wen Shu said,
Think nothing of it.
Nie Mingzhe said,
Also say nothing of it. Ever. In fact, let's never talk again.
Can't do that.
Wen Chao said,
Madame Yu told Jiao Jiao that she got that fancy headdress from Qing He, so she wants to go there on a shopping trip.
Our economy could use a boost, Daga.
Nie Huaisang said, and Nie Mingzhe sighed.
It's going to be a really big boost, especially if she convinces Madame Xin von Lanling to come with her.
I still can't believe they made friends.
Wei Wuxian marveled.
It must come from having more money than brains.
Brains aren't exactly what I look for in a partner.
Wen Chao said.
Luckily for you, neither does your boyfriend.
Hey, I have brains.
You're certainly intelligent.
Meng Yao, now named Jing Guangyao, told him.
See?
That was an insult.
Nie Mingzhe said.
Hey!
When are you coming back to Qinghe?
Nie Huaisang asked Jing Guangyao, who blinked.
I mean, unless you want to spend all your time slaving away for a guy who thought Wen Rohan was neat.
He's right.
Wen Shu said.
Father or not, don't do it. It's not worth it. You'll end up having to rebel and ask your worst enemies for help, and it's awkward.
I appreciate the offer.
Jing Guangyao said.
But I can't really accept.
Why not?
Nie Huaisang asked. Wen Chao pointed at him.
Seconded.
Jing Guangyao grimaced at them both. Possibly it was meant to be a smile.
You don't have to go to the unclean realm, Ayao.
Lan Xichen said.
Thank you, Argo.
You can come to the cloud recesses instead.
Argo.
Did anyone ever tell the Xin sect that we were working with the Wen heirs?
Nie Mingzhe wondered out loud, and everyone frowned.
Because if they don't know, and Xin Guangshan thinks he's being subtle with the whole trying to hire Sui Yang thing, things are going to get really awkward.
Well, shit.
Jiang Cheng said.
I call not being the one to tell him.
Seconded!
Cloud recesses, you said?
Jing Guangyao asked Lan Xichen, who looked pleased.
I'm leaving.
Wen Shu decided.
I want nothing to do with this disaster. You all have fun now. I'm fucking off back to the Nightless City to live the rest of my life as a very rich man with no life goals.
I want to do that.
Nie Huaisang said.
No.
Nie Mingzhe said.
But...
No.
Hey.
Wei Wuxian said.
Unrelatedly, anyone have any ideas on what I should do with the whole resentful energy seal thing now?
I don't know.
Wen Chao said.
Play a giant game of keep away with it and then fake your own death?
The end. Thank you for listening.